So William comes back downstairs later. He has a lot of blood on him, and it's not his. He's not holding Annabelle's body. So Robert says, "So what's the damage?" And William just kind of ignores him, I guess, and says, "Okay, well." And then he looks around and he says, "Where is the last one?"
We're all here.
This is everyone. We've been in this cage the whole time.
He points to you, Ram, and he says, "Shut up." And he points to you, Kyle, and he says, "There were four of you."
I must be seeing double, because there's
That's
only three of
quite
us here.
crazy, I say, for my unconscious coma.
Do you want to actually make a roll to lie to him?
Do it.
Lie
Do
to him.
it.
What would that be? Fast talk, charm?
Well,
Antagonize this asshole.
we can roll his psychology here.
He
He
knows.
says, yes, all right. And which one of you was it that was grabbing one of those sabers earlier? Because it wasn't me, it wasn't Robert, it wasn't Peter, certainly was not Annabelle, and it wasn't any of you three because I had eyes on you the whole time.
I'm gonna respond to that. I'm gonna go back through. I'm gonna read the book.
All right.
Man, is he pointing a gun at us yet as he interrogates us?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
He pats Josephine on the shoulder and says, "Under normal circumstances, I would never ask you to do a thing, but we're rather tight on people right now. Could you look around and see if there's anything suspicious?" And the lady nods and starts to leave, and he holds onto her shoulder and says, "Do you know what I mean when I say suspicious?" She shakes her head, and he says, "There's another person who's not in this room and isn't one of the people normally here. Could you find them and make sure they don't leave?" And she nods, and he says, "Go get them." So she heads up
hold on, you
and
need to explain what leaving means.
out. William just waves his hand dismissively and says, "I don't have high hopes for this, but." He looks around awkwardly and he says, "So I don't think you're going to die imminently. So
That can change.
I can't say the same for you."
"Get reading, I guess," he says, and he shrugs. He looks at Robert. Did you give him the whole speech?" And Robert says, "It's been like 15 years. We didn't write it down." William just shrugs and says, "Okay, can you stay here to answer questions?" Robert says, "Yeah." So William just looks at you guys and says, "All right." And he heads upstairs. And it's just you guys and Robert and a book.
All right.
And Robert's
All
got his
right.
gun, like,
So
on his hip,
it's.
right?
He's doing that thing again where he gesticulates wildly with it.
Who wants to reach for Rob's gun?
You're so you're currently
Everyone reach. Look, he can't shoot everyone at once. Everyone reach for his
Everyone
gun
reach at the
at
same
once.
time.
All right, so you're all
He's
currently
rushing the shooter.
Shut up for 1 second. You're all currently inside the cell. It's not locked or closed. You can all rush for the exit if you want. He will clearly see you doing that. You can't sneak up on him. You'd have to walk out of the cell.
I thought we were locked in the cell.
You were, but they
They
had to
opened
open
it so
it
that I could
so that all the rest of you could go in. They told you all to go back inside. They put Fritter's body back in there. So all of you are in there currently. It has not been closed and locked. The book is on the altar, which is like 2 or 3 feet in front of the cell. Robert's just kind of standing next to the book
Look,
and
maximum
thinking.
chaos option.
Hold on.
And he's probably thinking, like, about something, and he's probably going to say, he's probably going to, in a few moments, say, "Oh, yeah, so you guys should start reading the book," or something like that. Because that seems to be
And
what
then,
they talk about. So, would you guys like to rush
we
him?
got it.
Hold on. I think we can come up with a better plan.
Really?
You absolutely can, if you want.
Frick, we need to trick this guy.
I am unconscious.
Yeah, that's why you're perfect. We're gonna all scream that his wounds have opened. He's like bleeding out. He's gonna die, and he's gonna like rush over here.
Oh.
He's gonna start trying to first aid him.
I don't think he
And
is.
then we reach for his gun.
He's just gonna tell
He's not gonna have time. It's
Well,
urgent.
if he
No,
leaves,
no,
we can
hold
just
on.
leave.
He was
That's
the first.
snapping. He's gonna tell Posey over
No,
there.
here's the
Hello,
thing,
Posey,
though.
to heal him.
Here's the thing, though. Robert was the first one to actually successfully perform first aid on me, so he actually probably would.
Posey's ability to first aid has not been revealed. I'm just able to, like, medicine, stabilize. But medicine is different than first aid, and it would be even, like, in the world, like, it would be in terms of, like, stopping someone from having an open wound and stopping someone from dying of internal bleeding.
Yeah, but the thing is,
how long am I unconscious for, Goss?
Ever.
Probably until we pass time forward.
Okay, so I'm just bodied for now. Okay.
Sorry, but you hit the dying
status.
That
is totally okay. I got shot in the chest with a 45. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Theoretically, this is not a terrible plan, is to say, oh, he's fate. He's going.
Yeah, go to world.
You know.
Oh, baby Jesus.
All right, and then we jump right
now. Do I need to make... if I'm still reading the book, should I make another roll at this point, or...?
You're not currently reading the book. It's on the altar.
Oh, can I go up and read it?
Yeah, are you doing that before or after your plan?
I'll do it before, because I can't help.
So,
You know, what if can multiple people read the book at the same time? Because what if we both go to read the book?
Wait, hang on.
I could drop
the arrow at someone's feet while I walk out, and while he's distracted, I could be reading. I read book. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, we're gonna say that, like, as a span of time passes, you can all make some reading checks, and we're gonna move in sections of time if it gets to that. But it sounds like you guys are probably going to jump him first before it actually gets to that. So for now, you could have like two people come up and read over each other's shoulders. So that was my plan, anyways. I wanted to break up the sections of gameplay into nice, neat little chunks of time. And between those chunks, we would just roll some dice. And anybody who is currently reading the book can read the book and learn some stuff, or fail to learn some stuff as appropriate. The problem is that, of course, requires that everyone agrees, okay, now's a good time to pass time forwards a little bit before we try something else to escape or kill or learn something or, you know, what have you. This would work fine if I had, like, four people, maybe five. Seven is a lot, because everyone wants to try something, which is fair. They're all here to play a game, and they'd like to play the game, not just roll some dice that I tell them to and then die because they didn't try stuff to get the good ending or what have you. God, and I originally wanted to do this one with eight people. Anyways, I'm going to be talking further in the future about things that I think I could have done to make this scenario better. There's definitely some big mistakes that I made, even though I really do think that this went well overall. One of those mistakes is just the fact that this particular scenario, I think, is not suited to having so many people, despite the fact that I tried to accommodate them. Really, tabletop games in general are just kind of not suited to this many people, unless you have a very rules-light one. Or, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad.
I just roll, what is it, 3d10 with the bonus?
Yeah.
Alright. I'm not actually reading. I'm just trying to figure out what this book is.
And okay.
That's not right.
That's not right.
I don't think you can do that.
No, yeah. I succeed,
God,
by the way.
True godlike status.
Oh, well, actually, let me roll a 1d10 to see if I do a hard success. Why did that... No. I did not.
No, actually, that's, that would be a 0, so that would be, you rolled a 1. Because you can't have a 10 in the
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
I want to explain some dice rolling here, which isn't something that I usually do, because you can kind of roll dice however you want as long as you're consistent. D100 can be a little confusing if you're using multiple D10s. If you're rolling with dice that are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10 is a 0. You can't have a 10 in the tens column, because that would be 100. So if you rolled a 10 in the tens column and a 5 in the ones column, that would be 105. There are sets of D10s which come with one die that's labeled 0 to 9, and one that's 0, 0, 1, 0, 2, 0, etc., all the way up to 9, 0. and those dice are made with this explicit purpose in mind. Depending on the game system, sometimes you would count all zeros as a 100 if the game really specifically wants you to roll from 1 to 100 rather than 0 to 99. But again, it doesn't really matter as long as everyone's clear on what the numbers mean. You're rolling the same range of numbers. I would recommend explaining this very thoroughly to players who haven't played with a D100 before, because it can be very disheartening if you think that you just got the best roll and you actually got the worst one. The reason that I'm explaining all this is because it's going to be relevant.
All right, well, I'm God now.
All right, you are God now.
You're God and you're grabbing that gun.
Okay, so let's see
critical
here.
Success. Extreme success.
So you won't actually get the result of that. You would have to have a span of time of like about an hour or so, but you are reading it and you're making good progress. So actually, Robert is going to... he turns around and he goes to a door and says, "Oh, I almost forgot something." And he opens the door. So he's not looking at you for a second if you want... Do you want to make your move now, or do you want to stick with your original plan?
I mean, we gotta get him. I mean, he's gonna hear you rushing him, I assume.
I mean, you're both standing right out here, so you're only, like, 10 feet away from him, so you can run at him.
Did he holster the gun, or is he still holding it?
He's still holding it. He loves holding that gun.
I cannot help you, Brawl.
I am bad at Brawl.
The rest of you could all try to sneak out at once, do whatever you want.
I think you gotta get him in there if you want to draw him.
Okay, it sounds like you're not doing that. So he opens the door, he steps in, but before you have time to really consider, he steps out again. He just grabs something off of a shelf, and he walks over with a huge, absolutely fucking massive tome. And he walks over to the altar, and it's a large altar. It's much larger than the book needs. I think I described it earlier, but for reference, it's a big, kind of like a podium almost, made of stone. And he slams the giant tome next to it and says, "These are the notes of all us friends here, and some who have dearly departed, on reading this book. It'll probably help you out, if you want." He pats it gently.
Can I make some occult rolls on these tomes? I want to know what's going on. I want to know the vibes of these things. Like, what's...
Yeah, I would like
do
to
I get any
literary rolls, too.
Not any literary... I'm just like, what... Like, I look at... antiques and artifacts and stuff. Like, do I understand anything about, like, what this is?
Sure. You can make an occult roll. The rest of you who are not looking at it currently cannot.
Well, that's a success, but nothing good.
I have anthropology and archaeology.
You don't recognize this from any kind of occult research, which is kind of weird. You'd think that you would. You don't recognize these symbols at all. They're not from anything. They're not from anything. They're just nonsense to you.
Should I roll,
but you can
or
read
I
them
I
somehow.
Busy?
You cannot. You have to finish your time span.
Okay, sure.
So now, before we do that, do you want? You should enact your plan.
I mean, how do people are actually gonna try to beat in this guy with our fists?
I'm gonna.
You got an arrow? Can you air good at? I don't know. Improvised weapons? I don't know what that would be, actually.
Hey, look, come on, I'm the only one with a positive KD on
this. So I
need
you to decide, are you saying, "Oh no, Fritter is dying," or, sorry, "Oh no, Charles is dying."
Can I ask him to holster the gun?
Or not do that.
Real quick, before...
Yeah, make a persuader or charm.
Let's see, what's the higher of my two?
How about actually, like, if they're gonna... How long do you guys wait before doing this? Do I have enough time to, like...
My charm is a 75.
Well, currently they've only been doing this for, like, they've only been talking for, like, a couple minutes.
Yeah.
If they decide to pass time, then we go to you.
Are you charming?
Nice. Okay.
I have 75 charm.
Oh, you charmed
that's
hard.
So you politely say, "Could you put the gun away again?" He says, "Oh,
hard success."
I keep
this
forgetting.
You're waving that thing around again.
He holsters it and says, "I'm sorry. I know it's old habits die hard."
Does anybody actually have sleight of hand to try to reach for his gun?
I do not.
I have 40.
I've got...
It's not nothing.
I got 10.
I've got nothing.
I'll actually be right back while they talk about this, but I can't help him anyway, so I'll just be reading the book.
You know what?
I have 75 stealth, but I have no points in sleight of hand.
We're committing.
All right, so...
We're committing. Let's go. Oh my god! Gee, what did you do to Robert? He's just bleeding all over the place. The wound's opening up.
I'm sorry, I'm not a doctor.
I'm Robert, he says.
Oh, sorry, not Robert. God, what was Fritz's name?
Charles.
Charles!
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, Charles, it's all over the place!
I went to school with you, dude. Not cool.
Let's see. Alright, Robert comes over and he walks into the cell and says, "Oh, come on, you just patched him up. He looks fine."
Alright, jump. I'm gonna punch him in the head now.
Jump him.
Like jump at him.
Punch him in the head.
Alright, so here's what we're gonna do.
World star.
I wanna bash him on the head with a big tome.
Robert has a dex of
50?
50? So anyone who has a dex that's higher than that, you can get the jump on him. But he hasn't taken his eyes off of you. It's rather the opposite of what he's done. So you don't get a surprise round on him.
I don't know.
We'll just go. What do you guys want
to
do?
Actually, hold on. Can I, like, not even bother sleight of hand and just try to, like, punch the gun away from him?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
Well, it's in his holster now, so you can't punch it out of his hand, but you can just try to grab it,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I don't have any strength. Like, try not...
Well, then you better go for your strength. Fucking sleight of hand.
You know what? I'm just gonna. Somebody else gonna go for the gun. I'm just gonna go for punching him in the head.
Okay. So those of you who are making an attack, go ahead and make your fight roll. If you're doing something else, tell me.
That's a hit! Wow.
Damn.
You ready for my amazing melee attack?
That's a miss. That was fight.
He's not currently in a position to.
Oh my god!
All right. You hit him
a little bit.
You genuinely hurt your knuckles punching this guy. It doesn't do anything. Let's see. All right, you try to grab his gun.
It's just the three of us? Damn.
So, Posey, he grabs you by the top of the head, and...
Jeez, are you not getting in on this?
Pushes your head back so hard that you just fall over backwards and your head cracks against the concrete, and...
I am wailing. Stella is not inclined to... violence, as in
you
I
take
have no
two damage.
Violent skills.
Okay, should I try to de-escalate this because it sounds like we're about to get owned?
oh my god. Why? You fucking cowards. All of you.
Robert just, he takes his hat and he straightens it and he says, don't do that.
You know what? I'm sorry, we had to try to escape, you know. We were gonna do it at some point.
You gotta get it out of your system.
It's out of my system.
Shot a bunch of 20-year-olds.
You are, like...
out of your system?
Made of iron, dude. I can't do anything.
You are correct. At this point, he takes his coat and he pulls it apart. And he takes his shirt and he lifts it up. And he's just got, like, a pale white torso that's covered in horrific marks. And, like, it does not even look like flesh anymore. And anyone who's looking at him is going to have to make a sanity roll. He's not even trying to scare you. He's just like, this shit's pretty fucked up. You can't do much more to this.
All right, what's my aim?
I'm going slightly insane. Little insane.
I have been head bashed. Am I looking at
you? Oh, wait, no. My sanity's 65.
I feel like
sorry.
I would be holding my horrible head.
That's stupid.
You're probably not looking at him, Bees, actually.
I mean, I don't have to make a sanity roll because I'm not conscious.
You're unconscious.
Right?
Ram, you're behind him, so you don't have to make one, actually.
I assume I'm looking at him watching what's going on, and then I'm going to go help Posey.
Probably.
My sanity is a 65, so...
Alright, so if you succeeded, you take one sand loss, and you can mark that as being from Robert. And if you failed, then you take 1d4 minus 1, minimum 1.
Does this go under encounters with strange entities?
Yes. Robert is a strange entity. Alright, so you both lose one sanity from seeing that. He puts his shirt back down and says, now, if you... do that again, then either me or the book's gonna have to do something rather unfortunate. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Very cool. All right. Wonderful.
What does the book do if we don't read it?
Well, it probably ain't gonna do nothing if you don't read it, but I mean, I'm don't worry about it.
That is different than what someone else told us. That's out of character, but...
What's going on?
He just immediately disarmed us.
Failed. He just grabbed everyone and tossed them around like a fucking cartoon, and then said,
and then he
don't
scared
do that.
The
and
fuck
then he
out
said, check out how
lights.
Ripped I am, and then we looked at how ripped he was and took sand damage.
Yeah, he's ripped. He's literally, his body's been ripped
true.
Up a lot.
Oh,
and he
okay.
said, don't bother. Don't fuck around.
Why don't you
just shoot him in the head.
Make us read the book.
Like, that's, what I'm here. That's what
no,
I'm doing.
No, because you made us come here.
Yes.
Why don't you just have us read the book? when you made us come here.
You're literally, you were doing that and you tried to jump me.
No, but we drove here and we went into this basement for a fun time and then you locked us in. Why didn't you just have us read the book then when we were just doing whatever you said?
I understand. I see what you're saying. This is a... He thinks about this and he says, you will probably need to read it and take a break and then read it again. It happens. And I don't think we can do that in a graveyard safely.
You know what? Okay, fine. I'll read the book. Wonderful. You've convinced me.
That's wonderful.
Marty, all right.
So is anyone going to do something that's not read the book or sit?
I'll take a turn reading the book whenever Lights gets bored.
I want to keep trying to get information out of this guy, especially while his, like, the man who's in charge is not here.
Right. Can I roll, a history roll about this? Like have you heard of anything?
I'll let all of you guys roll in a second. We're going to do some time pass, and then BSMS can ask some questions, and then you can...
Know what I read?
Know what you read. But first, Charlie.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Do I find the car keys?
Make me either a spot hidden or luck, whichever you choose.
Luck. Failure.
Failure?
Yep.
That is unfortunate. You search around for quite some time. You cannot find the keys to the car, but you do find some other interesting stuff. I'm just going to describe some rooms that you open up, and you can tell me if any of them are interesting enough that you would do more than just a quick search for keys. Does that sound all right?
Sure.
All right. You open one room, and it's just complete squalor. You see lots of trash all over the place, and you see there are some pictures nailed to the wall, like photographs. You want to do anything other than just like look for keys?
Nope.
All right. You probably find the burned room.
Nope.
All right. Let's see. You try to open one door, but it is locked. It rattles when you try to open it. Anything you want to do with that, or just move on?
I will note its location, because I feel like that might be important later, but otherwise I'll move on.
You find a room, it looks like a small bedroom. There's really not much furniture at all, except for a bedside table with a couple of books. There's like a rug and some photographs on the wall. Again, these ones are in frames as opposed to just like nailed to it. Don't find any keys.
Whoever's living here actually has their shit together. I'll go through some drawers and whatnot here.
You open the drawers. There's really like hardly anything. You find a little golden watch. The books appear to be mostly fiction books. You look at the photographs and you see definitely... This is either William's room or Peter's room, because there's pictures of both of them at various ages and other people who look like they're related. But you don't know whose it is.
Okay. If I don't find the keys, move on.
No. And let's see. You find a bedroom that the walls have just been covered with paints, and someone has painted landscapes over them, and there are lots of huge stacks of canvases lying all over the place, and Annabelle's body's lying on the bed. She does not appear to be moving or conscious, as far as you can tell, and there's a lot of blood pooling off of it and onto the floor. It looks like somebody moved a bunch of canvases off of the bed, because there's the indentation of rectangles having been on the bed for just like months and months, probably. And her blood is actually dripping all over some of the paintings, too. There doesn't appear to be anything in here that's not paintings. Or paint. Or brushes.
Is there anything in the paintings that's helpful?
They are almost entirely... A couple of them are of people. You see one of Peter sitting and reading the book. You see one of Robert sitting behind a desk. But other than that, they are almost entirely... the rooms of the house that you've just been walking through at different angles, looking at stuff. But the kind of weird part is they're drawn like... Can you make any kind of check to appraise this art? Do you have an appraisal? Do you have a...
I don't have appraise, but I do have history.
History will not help you.
Photography?
You can roll that, actually. That would work, too.
Okay. Failure.
There's some that strikes you as odd about the way that all of these rooms have been painted, but you're not quite sure what it is.
Are they in wrong colors?
No.
Okay, well, I won't tell you. Okay, yeah. I move on.
You don't want to check her body or anything? Or?
I am not touching that fucking thing. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's fair. Let's see. I am going to need you to make another hide roll because there are some people going up and around upstairs now.
Failure.
All right. You turn the corner and there is a old as dirt woman in the kitchen. And she's looking right at you. She doesn't say anything.
I don't say anything either. I sort of sidle around the side of the kitchen.
She watches you. And she says, what are you doing?
I was looking for the keys to the car to go to the grocery store.
Can't help you there. She goes back to rummaging through one of the pantries.
Okay.
All right.
I love that character.
Yep. All right. She's crazy. These people are all crazy, but this one isn't murderous, at least. So.
Do you want to say anything else, sir?
Sure. Actually, since she's not trying to kill me, well, they might hear our voices. Well, whatever. This might be a good chance. What is that book?
Oh, it's a funny one, isn't it? You don't think so?
It's full of nonsense, but it's clearly it has some sort of etheric effect on those who perceive it. I hypothesize that it is allowing us to access a higher dimension.
She closes the pantry slowly and she turns around and she leans over the table with both her elbows on it and she says, tell me more.
Okay. Well, I only read the first couple of pages.
Why are you saying all of this? Why are you saying all of this? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, why?
It's incredible.
Why did they start shooting? Why? What? What's wrong with you people?
I don't know. Some kind of nasty argument. You remind me of Annabelle. You're not Annabelle, are you? No,
miss, or no, ma'am. I'm not Annabelle.
You can call me miss. I was never married.
Oh, okay.
I think Annabelle's dead.
I think you're right. I guess it was a very bad argument. Could you help me get out of here?
She points to the door out of the kitchen.
Like, find the keys, or?
Oh, well, they're in William's room.
I looked. Oh, which one's William's room?
The one that, she gestures up, and the room with the pictures was on the first floor, so that would not be what she's pointing to. So presumably the locked room, which is pretty much the only one you couldn't get into upstairs.
Thank you! Okay, I head back to that door.
Good luck!
You head out, and as you head out, you hear another door open and someone else walk into that room, so you left in the nick of time, apparently.
Ooh.
Do you want to stay and listen to what they might have to say, or no?
No, I'm hustling the fuck out of there. I'm right, headed for that locked door, and I'm just going to put my shoulder into it, and
that will make a lot of noise.
Well, I don't want to pick locks or anything.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm good at studying science, not running away from crazy people.
I'm a DM, I'm a scientist, not a lock picker.
Well, yeah, let's
I'm
do,
a doctor.
Let's
okay, you know friend. What? I cannot get the keys easily. I cannot get away easily. I think my only choice now is to go get one of those guns.
Okay, you want to head outside again and grab a gun?
Yep.
So what guns are available outside? What did people have that they would have dropped?
Oh, I...
There was the little one and the big one, as far as I remember.
The 45.
I explicitly dropped my gun. It's a, let me give me a moment. How have I lost my stat sheet? I've got too many tabs open. It's a 45 revolver.
Well, I think Fritter... You both... Okay, so you and Fritter both... There's two 45 revolvers. Everyone loves this.
No,
revolver.
I had a 45.
Best handgun. Okay, nice.
I grabbed one of the guns, which I know really nothing about.
Hold on. I didn't have a 45 revolver.
Oh, what did you have?
45 auto.
Oh, okay.
You weren't using an automatic? You were singing... What is wrong with you?
I just grabbed the first one I see, okay? And then I'm going back into the house.
Yeah.
And I'm going for the basement.
All right. You head down to the basement. You just walk down there confidently?
No. I sort of peek around corners each time. I'm the opposite of confident. I go timidly, but I do go.
Well, you peek around and... you can see that Robert is standing around and he's talking to people about something, but he's not looking at the staircase at all, so he doesn't, there's no way he would notice you.
Okay. I stand there, and aim at him until my hand stops shaking.
Okay.
And then I shoot him.
All right.
One shot?
Well, if I hold the trigger, whatever that does.
Okay. This is only the third game that I've ever run with Charlie as a player, and I must say I really admire the way that he roleplays very heavy-handedly, mechanically. He knows when his character wouldn't care about something and when his character would just do a thing, and that's something that I think a lot of players fail to grasp. Sometimes, not that they fail to grasp it, but it's hard to do something that you know is suboptimal just because you know that your character probably would do that. If you're listening to this one, Charlie, I don't know if you are going through these episodes or not, then good on you. It's not time to take you out behind the chemical shed just yet. First, I'm just going to roll 1d2. If this is 1, it's the automatic. If it's 2, it's the revolver. It's revolver. All right, I'm going to give you a bonus die, considering the circumstances, which is he's just standing, talking, not moving. You're pretty close, and he's not looking at you. Seems like that deserves a bonus die to me.
Okay, I have the default handgun skill of 20.
Are you aiming at his head, or just aiming at center mass?
Did I notice that Amy was dead because, that she was shot?
Well, she had a big hole in her torso and a big hole in her head.
Then I don't think I've put 2 and 2 together on that front.
Sure.
No, I'm just shooting him.
That's all a failure. Right, so that's a 32?
That's a 32, which is a failure.
All right, you blast a big old hole in the fucking cement.
Everyone hits the dirt.
Everyone does hit the dirt, except for Robert, Robert winces.
Fritz already on the dirt.
And he looks up at this staircase and he says, "Oh my god. All right, you want to come on down here?
You let them. You let them go right now. I'll shoot you.
Please don't.
All right.
Please don't. No, don't shoot again.
Go ahead.
He says, "Go ahead."
Yeah, go ahead.
Take cover.
He just shrugs.
Something?
He says, "Go ahead."
Okay, I shoot him.
All right, shoot again. 10, 3. Well, that would be a 3 that you just rolled.
That's a 3, yeah.
That's
an extreme success.
That's an extreme success, which is a critical impale. So, what's the damage for this? Is this the 1d10
plus
2?
It is 1d10 plus 2.
Alright, so a critical impale means you have done the maximum damage, and then you roll the damage for the gun again.
Okay, so it did 12, and then I roll again.
12 plus whatever you roll.
Which is
Jesus
10.
Christ! 20 something damage to this guy.
22.
So you did 22 damage.
Yeah.
Is he missing a head?
You
just annihilated his head. His head is gone.
I don't think that's gonna stop.
You weren't aiming for the head. You shoot. We're gonna roll for body parts here.
Oh god.
Let's see. So 1, 2 is left leg, right leg. 3, 4, left arm, right arm. 5, torso, 6, head. Torso. Right. You blow his chest cavity wide open. Like, you hit him in the center of the ribs, and it goes through and, like, breaks all of them. And he staggers backwards.
Wow, maybe grabbing a gun. Maybe he shouldn't have said take a shot.
hold on. Be polite, Ram. Give me more than 1/8 of a second to describe what's happening in a situation. He does fall over onto the ground backwards. And he looks up at you and he says, "Hot damn."
I'm just sort of standing here as shocked as everybody else, but
everyone who is currently conscious of looking at this is going to have to make a sanity roll for seeing a man's entire chest explode and just his guts go all the way over the back wall.
I can't believe I'm taking sand damage.
Yeah, what's sanity?
Chest twice.
If you passed it.
Sanity is your sanity.
Am I still unconscious?
You're still unconscious. Sorry, buddy. You get one.
Ooh, I'm taking some damage.
You take one damage if you succeed, and you take 1d4 if you fail. You don't need to write this one down because this is just for violence.
Jesus,
you've seen horrible violence.
Ram is totally fine. He doesn't give a shit.
I got a 96, but I still only
I give the most of
the shits. Explicitly gives the maximum shits.
I say,
Were the damage rolls.
Oh my!
All right.
Is Posey still on the ground from being, like, head dunked? Can I help her up?
I suspect that a little bit of time has passed.
Failure is
1d4. Sitting. You
oh, failure is 1d4. Okay, I thought it was failure is gets the rule. Okay. I take 4, which takes me down to 60.
That's rough stuff.
6.
So he said. So, do any of you want to rush over and try to grab his gun?
I mean, he said hot damn it. Like, you were all. I mean.
He's still talking, and he doesn't have any lungs. My medicine may be one, but I'm not stupid. So.
I want to rush him for his gun.
I think we confiscate the gun from this guy.
All right.
He doesn't have the gun.
Here's what happens. A bunch of you, lights and bees run towards him to get the gun. Ram, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm outside with the book or not.
Yeah, reach for his gun
at this point. You're hanging out. Is anyone else running to try and grab his gun or interact with him?
No, I'm just standing there still.
All right.
I'm not going near that. Fuck that
shit. So, Petey, you don't see what I'm about to describe because you're in the staircase. You can only see Robert. You can't even see the other people. Everyone else, the book opens. Three very long yellow legs that you describe as maybe like spider, arachnid, something like that, come out. It pops off of the altar. Then two more reach out and sort of ready themselves between you and Robert.
I was reading that.
Yeah.
What do I take?
Well, everyone takes 1 point of sand damage.
It will not be the last.
That's not supposed to happen.
It will
not
be the last. Only sane person
at the
end
of this. It's going
to
be great.
Just write this as...
Don't write it down. This book's going to do more.
So this is separate from what you would gain or lose for reading it. I don't know why you said gain, as if you can gain sanity from reading this book. That's not going to fucking happen. Would you like to continue running towards Robert?
I'd like to
actually
scream?
I have a question about rolling.
Yes.
So my sanity is going down.
Yes.
Now if I'm rolling sanity again, am I trying to meet my new number?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
You know,
downward
spiral.
It's getting harder to pass every time.
I think I'm going to keep running towards that gun. I want that gun.
Really? Okay. Bees, are you running still?
I want the exit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep going towards him.
Okay. Ram.
Can I run to the exit? I'd like to leave. Like, there's a door to the cellar here.
Yeah,
you run
away from that and towards the stairs. Okay.
Oh, wow. That didn't occur to me as an option.
Give me one second here.
I am sort of like in the way there, so.
I am taking you with me.
If you get that far. Don't kid yourself here. Let's check this. All right. Lights and bees. I need you to make a power roll and tell me what level of success you got.
Oh,
not gonna go great.
The big success. Biggest possible success.
Extreme success?
Extreme.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Both nice of you job. Run. A bunch of legs come out of this book and try to grab you. You feel a force kind of sucking you towards them, even. But you both manage to get past it before it does anything. And you don't see this because you're both running, but the people who decided not to run, you see the legs. They make a really fast chopping motion. Like they're dicing some fucking meat, but they do not quite make their mark.
Hmm.
And then the two of you get to Robert's body, and he says, "This is gonna end really badly for you." But he's like, he's just like basically a talking head, and he can barely lift his arms. So you can just take his gun if you want.
Yeah, I'm taking his gun. What is his gun? He's got a. Is it the 45? Everybody's on the 45.
Yeah, it's the 45 revolver.
Everybody loves the 45 revolver.
All right. So, Lights, you grab it. Bees, you don't care if he's the one grabbing it?
Yeah, I have no gun skill.
Okay. What do you do then?
Run. Shoot his head, though.
You know what? This seems like a good idea. Let's shoot his head.
All right. Roll with an advantage.
Can I recommend we shoot the book?
I don't think that's...
Yeah, that's going to go
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea.
I gesture to the book and say, "Come here, I'm not done reading."
You know what? I'm sorry, I need to think.
Come
hither.
Guy
in the head, the right call.
Come hither. Seek your bear, yes. Lest
you... You're holding the gun, you aim it
it's
at his head.
It's all
that's
left of him. Shoot
you
it.
Think to yourself.
No, I'm taking the shot! I'm taking the shot! I'm not thinking! Thinking is gonna kill
okay,
me!
Okay, you're not thinking. Alright, you, that's... What level of success is that?
What would that be?
What's your
45, I think.
25?
No, it'd be 45.
45. That's just a regular success.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay.
8. All right. You blast a big hole in his head right as he says, "This is really..." And then he stops talking. So, Ram, you're on the stairs. You're running up towards Petey.
Yeah.
Petey, people are running and shooting and doing stuff. What would you like to do?
I was gonna... I don't know. I guess I will try to shoot the horrible monstrosity of a book thing.
You cannot see that.
Oh, I can't.
You are too far up the stairs. That's what I opened this with. You are too far up the stairs to be able to see anything other than Robert and people who are coming up the stairs.
I think you called me Annabelle, and I think that's why...
I am so sorry. I don't know why I keep doing that.
You called Annabelle Amy like 10 minutes ago.
Did I?
No, Charlie.
Oh.
I don't know anymore.
What? I don't think there's anyone named Amy. Sorry that, but yes, you are the one who cannot see what the fuck
is going on. So I didn't even need to lose sanity from seeing that.
No, you did not lose sanity. You haven't seen the book. You cannot see me.
I'm taking that off. Wasted a perfectly good sanity.
Sorry. Hold on a second. Play back the fucking tapes. So Petey, you don't see what I'm about to describe because you're in the staircase. You can only see Robert. You can't even see the other people. Charlie. Maybe we'll be taking that trip to the chemical shed after all.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going with, the guy.
You're
going to
turn around and run out now?
Yep.
Old Samuel. Let's get out of here.
All right. I shot him, and we're going, and now there's safety in numbers, so now I feel comfortable running for it.
All right.
Do you know how to use this?
Nope.
I do, says William as he stands at the door to the exit from the basement.
Final bus.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Paranoia, Flee the Die Clone. Hey, do you want some bonus audio? Well, the shyest of my three cats, Swan, who rarely has the bravery to visit me, got up on my desk and started purring while I was trying to record one of the Game Master notes. Here's her.